Well, our project has focused on looking at risks in the West African region due to pesticides, particularly in the domain of biodiversity, that is birds, fish, aquatic systems in general, and in the case of human health. And we've been able to come up with some findings that show that out of the long list of pesticides being used, we really only have to focus on a couple of those pesticides to eliminate the vast majority of the risk. These chemicals being metamidifos and dimethoate. They're insecticides, and they're used in vegetable and cotton systems.
Could you tell me a bit more about the farmer field schools, what kind of work was done there, and how that relates to the study?
West Africa and the countries in which we work are semi-arid to semi-humid zones. In this type of very fragile ecosystem, the pesticides can undermine, for instance, the algae in a stream, which is fed upon by aquatic insects that are fed upon by fish. So if you have an herbicide in a rice system that knocks out the algae, it can work its way up the food chain to have a negative impact on the fish. Then you have the direct impact of the pesticides on the pesticide applicators who are spraying the pesticides without protective gear. Protective gear in countries such as West Africa are too expensive, and if you could afford them, it'd be too hot to wear. I've worked with farmers in the farmer field school setting for over 20 years, and I've spoken to many farmers that speak about getting dizzy, and they attribute it to being tired, or perhaps they attribute it to the chemical, but consider this the cost of doing business. Yeah, it's just farmers are not necessarily aware of the signs and symptoms. One of the exercises we do in a field school is to identify signs and symptoms and discussing what the symptoms are so that people are aware of what might be actually a pesticide-related symptom that they might otherwise ignore.
What were you trying to achieve with the pest management program?
Farmers have the assumption that pesticides are a kind of insurance, that by using pesticides, whether you need it or not, you're somehow assuring the well-being of their crop. Through farmer field schools, we're able to help the farmers demonstrate for themselves that alternatives are possible, that these alternatives are less costly and less harmful for their health. In that way, we're able to help farmers and farming communities move away from the use of toxic insecticides. In terms of the debate on sustainable production intensification, we're seeing a convergence of opinion by donors and governments as to what should be done. Improve soil fertility, improve varieties of seeds. The question that is not being asked is really how this is to be done. And that's where our program comes into play, because it's offering an avenue or a platform for learning.